It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. Today, we're discussing Senior College, specifically Penobscot Valley Senior College, but there are a number of other senior colleges in the state. So if you want to learn more about a senior college near you, you can log on to maineseniorcollege.org, maineseniorcollege.org. And they actually have a map on that website that shows where all of the colleges are, and they literally are all over the state. My guest is Judy Hakola. She is very active in senior college. She's taught courses. She's a teacher by trade, participated in book discussion groups, and has attended, I can't even imagine how many meetings on Zoom that she has done. Judy, thank you for being here. You're the second time being a guest, and I'm always delighted to have you on.
Well, this is great fun for me. I love senior college and love spreading the word about it.
I love senior college too. It's always been one of my favorite programs for older adults. Can you give me a little bit of history about how senior college began? I sort of remember, but I don't know that I've ever really talked about it on the air as to how this came about for older adults in Maine.
It has an interesting history in that the first senior college was established in the Portland area by Rabbi Bernie Osher, O-S-H-E-R. There are 17 senior colleges in Maine, literally from border to border. There's one in Fort Kent, there's one in Kittery, there's one in Western Maine. There are a number of them along the coast in Eastern Maine. But also, Rabbi Osher's influence has spread over the country. They're often called OLLI, O-L-L-I, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and they're affiliated with usually universities, as most of ours are as well. So if you were interested and you're not in Maine, you might Google O-L-L-I and you'll get all kinds of information.
It is very easy.
Yes. Yeah. Good old Google. You can do anything with Google.
You can do anything. But I love that because, as the saying goes that we all know, as Maine goes, so goes the nation. And so I think it's really interesting that senior college actually started here however many decades ago. So that's pretty exciting and impressive.
And one of the points I want to make about the word college, it's a little bit misleading. This is not a degree-granting college by any means. You don't take courses for credit. You don't get grades, which means you don't have to write papers and stay up all night the way some of you may have done years ago. So we sometimes think about, do we want to change the name? But we've never thought of anything better. And people know us as senior college. So, but that's important for people to know that this is what college is supposed to be. It's not meeting deadlines and typing papers at the last minute, but learning, stretching your brain, learning things that you didn't even know existed if you came from a small high school, for example, and getting to know people and getting to interact with people, to share ideas, to test each other's interpretations, all in a very friendly and supportive environment. We want to stress not only the advantage, as all of us know, for seniors of continuing to keep our brains active, but also social. There's a very important social element. Back when pre-COVID, the world is now divided into pre-COVID, COVID, and post-ish COVID. Pre-COVID, all of our meetings were in person, and so you really got to socialize with people you might otherwise not have known, but people in your area. So you could continue on friendships. There's always a 10-minute break or so in the middle of the course. And that's partly so you can stretch, but partly also to chat with people. And we have a lot of success stories. But for example, a year ago, we had a course on one of Dickens' novels. And the people taking it were had so much fun that once the course was over, they kept up their own book group. They formed their own book group with people in the course. And I think a few spouses got involved as well. So they just continued to read and chat and enjoy each other. So that the social aspect is really important, I think.
That is a huge testament to the friendships that can be made. And I'm really glad that you brought up the word college. I agree with you. It probably can be intimidating to some people and they think that they need a lot of schooling. But really, whether you don't even have to have a high school diploma, you can not have a high school diploma or you can have a master's degree. Everybody can take a class and be welcome and enjoy just learning something new.
Absolutely. We're very welcoming to anybody. We don't check anybody's credentials. If you become a member and you sign up for a course, you're in and you're welcome. You're very welcome. People bring in life experience. Somebody who was in the military, for example, may have insights in what life is like in the Philippines, and that's valuable. So life experience is just as important as any kind of academic background any of our members may have.
And there are, I think, probably a number of older adults who never graduated from high school. I have an aunt and uncle. They're both passed away now, but neither one of them were able to graduate because they went to work soon after they started high school, had to go to work and help support the family. And it wasn't until much later in life they were both married, had kids, that they went together and got their GED. And it was very exciting for the whole family to celebrate with them. So, but they could have taken one of these courses. So it's really, I understand you can't change the name, really, you're branded. But if you're worried about that word, don't. There's no testing, there's no entrance exam, there's probably no homework. I mean, it's just a very simple way for something to find out about something that you don't know about. I've been to a couple of classes and have loved them. So now that we've gotten people interested in what this is and that anybody and everybody can come, how much does it cost to be a part of Senior College?
There are two fees. One is the membership fee in your local community, Senior College, for Penobscot Valley Senior College, which covers the very greater Bangor area. We have people coming 20 miles each way for our courses sometimes. The membership fee is $25 for an individual. If there are two people with the same mailing address, this goes back to pre-email when we would paper mail and pay postage and printing for our newsletters. Two people in the same household with the same mailing address can become members for a total of $40, which is a $10 saving. And then for the individual courses, the fee for the course is $35. So you pay $20 for your membership, and then for each course you take $35. The bonus you get from a membership in any individual senior college is, if you choose, you can take a course from any other senior college in the state without having to become a member of that senior college. You just pay their tuition. So especially during COVID, when all our courses were on Zoom, we had people in Fort Kent taking courses in Kittery, and it expanded everybody's access to these resources. And that's still the case. I think every senior college, even though we're now getting back into in-person meetings, we're still offering Zoom courses. So you can, wherever you are, if you're a member of your local senior college and there's a course being offered by the Rockland outfit, you can take that course by just simply paying their tuition fee.
So you could just log on to mainseniorcollege.org and check out the other senior colleges, see what's available via Zoom, and pay their registration fee and just sign up for that class.
Absolutely.
This is easy. So easy.
Sign up registration information is right there on the websites.
So you're $25 for a person or $40 for two people in the same house. You could be roommates, sisters, brothers, married. As long as you have the same address, it's $40. So that's a nice savings as well. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the courses that are coming up And some are going on right now, but they're almost over. And then some are happening in winter. And she's got some information about what's going on in the spring. So stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, discussing senior college with Judy Hakola. So if somebody wanted to register, again, open to everyone, no past education is required. All you have to do is want to learn about a topic. What's the best way for someone to sign up, to at least register, become a member, I should say?
If you're in the greater Bangor area, the easiest way is to get on our website, which is, I'm drawing a blank on the name. Hang on a minute. That's the email. Oh, it's PenobscotValleySeniorCollege.org.
PenobscotValleySeniorCollege.org. That happens to all of us. No worries.
So I was getting that mixed up with our email address. That
sure, was sure. Me. PenobscotValleySeniorCollege.org or MaineSeniorCollege.org to find other, you can do it on both, to find other courses if you're not in the greater Bangor, Penobscot area. Just go ahead and log on that and register, just become a member, and then you can register for whatever classes that you want. And speaking of classes, so the fall term, 2023 fall term classes are about over, a few more days left in a few classes, but you do have some things coming up. Now, if somebody registered, let's say they heard the show and jumped right online and registered, when does their membership become active? Is it January 1st?
Yes.
Or is it from the day they signed up?
It makes more sense at this point because it's too late to get into the fall courses to say in late December register. And then we just changed to the calendar year. So it's January 1st to December 31st. So if you become a member, say in December, your membership will go the full 2024.
I love the calendar year. I have dealing with nonprofits and grants, and everybody's on a different calendar. Calendar year is the easiest thing to do. So write yourself a note. And if you're interested in this, log on and register like at the end of December, maybe after Christmas. And that will take you through.
Give yourself or maybe someone you know a membership as a Christmas present.
Oh, that's a great idea.
What could be better?
That's a great idea. Especially with the Zoom ones. But speaking of Zoom and registering online, what if someone doesn't have a computer? They're maybe not computer savvy, or they can't afford a computer, or they want no part of anything digital. What do they do?
We do have members who are in exactly that position, or they may simply just not have reliable internet connections. They
Good
would
point.
Love to be able to do yep. it, but yeah. We have an absolutely fabulous administrative assistant who is very good at handling that kind of situation. And so what you would want to do, oh, no, I'm giving you an email address, and that's not helpful. We do have a phone number, and I don't have it with me.
You are so funny.
If you can email or get a friend to email for you, it's pvscmaine@gmail.com.
Is Maine spelled out?
Yes. So it's pvscmaine@gmail.com. Okay. And we do have a phone number. I just don't have it in front of
me. We will. So here's what we'll do during the break. We will retrieve the phone number and we will give it to you. So get a pencil and be ready for that. So there are some things coming up. What are some of the classes? I understand that they're not all set yet. And I want to make the point too, that all of the teachers are volunteer, correct? This is an entirely volunteer organization. You're not paid. The teachers aren't paid. This is a labor of love for hundreds of people.
Yes, that's the case for sure. And in terms of courses coming up, we have our next term for the regular courses is a so-called winter term. And most of our courses are 6 weeks long. Some are a little bit shorter, but nothing is shorter than 4 weeks. So the week of January 21st is the beginning of our winter term, which will run for a course that's on a Friday, ends on March 1st. So we really want to make it winter. But winter in Maine presents its own challenges. So all of our winter term courses are on Zoom.
Nice.
We're still lining them up. It's not a big term. We only have three or four courses, but it's enough to keep people's brains perking over the winter. And we also like to use Zoom because so many of our members are snowbirds. They go south, but they can still take a course on Zoom wherever they are. One of the courses that we just firmed up is going to be, I think, great fun. Bob Treadwell, who was the president of PVUS for quite a while, is going to teach a course. It's a music course. It's a music understanding course, but it's very focused. He begins his course description by saying most of us our musical base is the big band era. And of course, when I read that, I remembered my collection of Glenn Miller records way back when. And so what he's going to do is take us from what we're familiar with, that era of music, into the music of the 60s, using the Beatles as a transition. So each, and this is on Zoom, and each week is focused on, he's using a different Beatles song as a lens through which to look at what was going on musically in the 60s. So it's not limited to the Beatles, but because many of us are familiar with that music, he can use that to go into other things as well. And Bob is a very engaging instructor, and it should be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. It's a good winter course. It's, as one of my curriculum committee members said, Beatles in February, what more could we ask for?
We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about senior college with Judy Hakala. So stay with us. Hi, we're back with Judy Hakala and discussing senior college. And we have the phone number for you. So if you don't have a computer and you want to call 207-659-1359, 659-1359. That number will take you to the Penobscot Valley Senior College, Sheila. Lovely gal. She will help you out. And what you can do, tell her you want a membership in senior college, and she will tell you how much you owe if it's just you or someone else in your house. She'll give you the address that you can mail your check. And at that point, if you want to sign up for a class, she can sign you up for a class as well. So if you don't have a computer, give Sheila a call, 207-659-1359. And if you have somebody who can email for you, it's pvscmaine, spelled out, at gmail.com. There, we got that taken care of. So we were talking about some of the courses that are coming up, and I love that they're only 6 weeks. This is not a huge commitment. They're not like a semester long, like a regular college. So that's not a huge commitment. So we've talked about the Beatles, which, you know, was my era. What else is coming up in the winter term? And then when does the spring term start?
Winter term, we're still working on additional courses. There'll be two or three more. Spring term, which begins, I think it's the third week or fourth week in March. And we try to time the courses so we're avoiding holidays and we're getting one section finished before we start registering for the next one. It's a calendar balancing act. And of course, every year the calendar changes because the Monday at 1 year is a Friday the next year and so forth. But the courses that we will be offering in the spring, this is just a sampling. We will have more, usually 10 or 12 courses in the spring and fall terms. So we have one on Maine geology. This will be an in-person course. We have another in-person course that will actually be offered in Bucksport. We have a kind of an outreach program in Bucksport where we try to offer at least one course in that area. And this one is hands-on and absolutely literally because it's learning how to drum on African drums.
Oh, fascinating.
Yes, a new person has moved to the Bucksport area who is an expert on African drumming, and she's going to be offering a course on learning to play the drum on African drums.
Since you mentioned that this course will be in Bucksport, where are they typically held around the Bangor area?
In the Bangor area, we have kind of our base operation at the University of Maine at Augusta Bangor campus, the one that's right off Union
Street. The one
Street.
In Bangor.
Yes.
The Bangor campus.
We also have courses. For example, we're offering a intermediate bridge course this fall, and that's meeting at the Elks Club in the morning because the Penobscot Bridge Club meets socially in the afternoon to play, and people taking the course can stay and play. We offer courses at Dirigo Pines in Orono. They're very obliging about providing space for us. It depends to some extent on the course, what we may need for facilities. So there are
all over
different locations we're using. All of them are accessible.
And parking.
Very, very conscious of that. So there's decent parking. They're accessible for anybody and using a walker or a cane, as I'm now using, wheelchair. So if you can get within decent distance of one of our buildings, we can assure you, you can get from a parking lot into the classroom.
That's good to know, because sometimes that's a barrier. I'm legendary for my parking problems. So it's good to know that they're held in places where you're not driving around, because sometimes you hear college too, and you think of college campuses and
right.
It's like the mall at Christmas. You're not going to find a place to park.
It's essentially why we have pretty much stopped offering courses at the university
in
campus.
Orono. Yeah.
In Orono. Used to be all of our courses were there, but parking was just.
Yeah.
Much.
So we're almost out of time, but give me an overview of what it's like to be in a class. For somebody who's never done this, maybe they haven't been in school or in a class for 40 years. What's it like when you walk into that class? We're almost out
somebody
of time.
Somebody's going to be very glad to see you. Every class has a classroom assistant who checks attendance, and attendance is not required, and you don't need an excuse from your mother if you miss a class. everybody is very friendly. If you're a loner, you don't have to be friendly. You do not have to participate. You will not be required to answer anybody's questions. Just sit there and take the course on your own terms. People are very engaged, and they know because they've taken a number of courses, they know other people in the class. Others are there for the first time. You will be made welcome, but you will not be put under a spotlight.
Everybody is very welcoming. I can attest to from the two classes that I took. It was a little intimidating at first to walk in, and immediately you just feel comfortable and you do make lifelong friends. We are sadly out of time, as always happens. You are so much a wealth of information. Again, the phone number, 207-659-1359. 659-1359. The email is pvsc, Maine spelled out, at gmail.com. So if you want to, and if you want to know what else is going on with other senior colleges, MaineSeniorCollege.org will show you they are everywhere. Just click on the tab that says coverage and you'll see the map that you can go everywhere. Judy Hakola, thank you so much for sharing your information with me. And please, when you have the courses set, give me a call and we will set up another show and you can discuss these courses and what they are. Does that sound good?
Thank you.
That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thank you so much for listening.